The Ibn Ezra points out in this coming week's Parsha that the Aseres HaDibros are really separated into one of three categories. What he calls mitzvahs halev, or what I'll call emunah, things that exist in my heart, faith in Hashem. Number two is mitzvahs halashon, mitzvahs that I do with my mouth. And the last one is mitzvahs aseh, things that I do with my physical being. So for example, Anochi Hashem is a mitzvah emunah. It's the mitzvah to believe in Hashem. Lo yeh Elohim acherim. Also a mitzvah that exists in my heart. I'm told not to believe that there are any other gods. Then you go lo sisa, which is a mitzvah salashon, that I'm not allowed to say God's name in vain. Shamores yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho, kabedes avicha, are both mitzvahs aseh. They're mitzvahs that I do with my physical being. Lo tzirtzach, lo sinav, lo tinav, lo tignov, are all mitzvahs b'maisa. Also, mitzvahs that I'm told not to do with my action. Lo saneh b'reacha shav is a mitzvah b'lashon. Not allowed to speak a certain way. And lastly, lo sachmod is that I'm not supposed to covet, which is, again, a mitzvah of the heart. It's a mitzvah emunah, to believe that what Hashem gave me belongs to me and doesn't belong to someone else. That's the Ibn Ezra categorize all of the Aseres HaDibros into one of three categories. It's a beautiful sefer that I got when I was in Israel in June by Rav Druckman. He points out that if you think about the three categories that we just described, they are actually in the inverse from the first set of luchos to the second set of luchos. The first set of luchos, which we know are the Bein Adam L'Makom, start with the mitzvah samuna, go to the mitzvah belashon, and finish with the mitzvah b'maisa. The second set of luchos, that which deals with Bein Adam L'Chavero, is the exact opposite. It starts with the mitzvah b'maisa, then goes to the lashon, and then goes to the amuna. So it's the inverse, one from another. And he says, if you really think about it, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, so you can't have a relationship with Hashem unless there's a belief system in place. You have to believe in Hashem. You have to believe that Hashem is the only God. You can't believe in other gods. That's the foundation. Anything you do on top of that is really going nowhere unless you build it upon the foundation of Emunah. However, he says, when it comes to our Bein Adam L'Chavero, when it comes to my actions with each other, so I can believe you're a great guy. And I can try to convince you that I'm a great guy. But you know how far that'll get me? Nowhere. The bottom line is, if I treat you inappropriately, if I kill, if I steal, I could tell you I'm a good guy to the blue in the face. But I'm primarily judged not by what I'm thinking or what's in my heart, but I'm judged by my actions. If I tell you I'm a very generous person, and you tell me that's very nice, how much tzedakah have you ever given in your lifetime? I said, oh, I don't like to give tzedakah, but I'm a really generous person. So you're not going to think I'm a generous person. If I tell you I'm the most compassionate person ever. I love killing people. Right? So you're going to say you're not a compassionate person. A man is primarily judged by the actions that he performs. So therefore, with the Bein Adam L'Makom, we start with Emunah, and then we translate that into action. When it comes to our Bein Adam L'Chavero, we are primarily judged by how we treat one another, and lastly, by what exists in our heart. And he says, that's why these three categories of Emunah, Dibor, and Maisa, if you think about the first letter of each of those words, formulates the word Adam. That's what mankind is. In order for mankind, says Rav Druckman, to achieve Shlemus, HaTorah Doresh HaMe Adam Shlemus Bechol Ravdei Chayav, that a person has to have Shlemus in all aspects of their life. Hein b'mitzvah shemein adon l'makom, v'hein b'mitzvah shemein adon l'chavero, whether it's in our relationship with Hashem, whether it's with our relationship with each other, hein b'machshava, hein b'dibor, hein b'maisa. For a person to really strive to go from good to great, you need to have all three of those elements. It's not just enough to believe in Hashem and not to act upon it, but we know that Torah requires all of it. Torah requires us to believe in Hashem, and it requires us to behave in a certain way because of that belief system, and to speak in a certain way because of that belief system. And so too, when it comes to each other, we have to put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. We have to act upon our belief system. We have to act in a way that represents us, but we also have to have a certain belief system. We're not allowed to covet. We're supposed to speak a certain way when it comes to each other. So when we're able to capture all of the Aseres HaDibros, both the Bein Adam L'Makom and the Bein Adam L'Chavero, but the Dibor and the Maisa and the Emunah, That formulates the word Adam, and that's what completes us as a human being.